So there's one thing that I really wanted to talk about, and that was last Tuesday I was invited by 2K to go to the second and final night of the WWE UK Championship Tournament. And it was there that I got to meet awesome guys like Subaz Oh My God Barbecue, Delzinski, Smack Talks, Revolution. Honestly, these people are absolutely amazing at what they do. They're fantastic YouTubers, and just they were so welcoming with everything, and we got chatting, and we had obviously a lot in common being in the wrestling community. The whole wrestling YouTube community is just very, very welcoming from what I have found. But these guys were absolutely amazing, and it was so nice to be welcomed in with open arms, and just to get to know these guys and spend an evening with them was just very special. So as I was saying, we basically went out there, we went to London, we went and got to South Kensington, and we met outside the Royal Albert Hall itself. So we actually stayed out there, and we waited for a little while. Actually, it took a little while for Smack Talks, Dell, and Revolution to get out there for us, but me and Super Zucker Barbecue, we went and had a burger, we caught up with some things, and it was really nice just to have a chat with them and meet them in person finally. So it's obviously really good times. We had a really, really good time out there. What we did next, we got taken down to the VIP lounge in the sort of basement area of the Royal Albert Hall, which I didn't even know existed, but this place was absolutely amazing. We were given unlimited free drinks, there were hors d'oeuvres being served, there was Simon Miller from What Culture over there, there was all sorts of things going on. There was many, many people around, some I recognised, some I didn't. But this VIP lounge was very nice. As I said, many, many drinks I did partake in. It was very lovely to do, and the hors d'oeuvres were very nice as well. Somebody walked past me with something that I didn't even know what it was, but when I asked them, they said the magic word, which was bacon. So that was very quickly picked up. But it was still very nice to see these sorts of things going on. After that, we basically got told that the show would be starting soon and we should go and take our seats. We were in the rousing circle on the cameras, not on hard cam side, but actually on the other side of that. So we got to see all the entrances and a beautiful vertical level. It was very, very nice. The whole building is absolutely stunning. But the UK Championship Tournament, this really, really suited it, this venue. It was absolutely amazing. The first match was an opening match between El Ligero and actually Boar from the UK scene as well. These two guys did put on a fantastic match. And to be fair, they did the best they could to try and warm up the crowd. I was just as impressed with El Ligero as I have ever been. I've seen him many, many times, and really, he's just done fantastically with his career. So it's really nice to see him and know that he will be in the United Kingdom Championship TV show, the NXT UK new brand that Triple H announced on night one with Johnny Saint. It's remarkable. So good luck to him. The show officially started though with a tag team match between Mustache Mountain and Undisputed Era for the NXT Tag Team Championships in what will go down as one of the best matches in tag teams I have seen in a long, long time. These two teams just put on an absolute clinic. I cannot wait for you to see this on Monday and Tuesday because it's going to be unreal for you guys. You guys are going to have an amazing viewing experience of this match because it was so good watching it from where I was watching it. And the surprise at the end of the title change was just unreal. I couldn't believe it personally. I was in shock. But it was absolutely amazing. From start to finish, these guys told a story and it really, really worked. So I would heavily, heavily advise you to watch this match when it comes out on the WWE Network. Seriously, it was so, so good. I couldn't believe it. Absolutely very, very impressed. Really, what happened next was we had a little bit of a filler match. There was some women's matches in there, but there was a number one contenders match as well, actually, for the number one contenders spot in the WWE UK Championship. So whoever would have won that night between Zach Gibson, or some of the crowd chants, and Pete Dunne would be then taking on the person who won this Fatal 4 match. The person who won that Fatal 4 match did actually turn out to be a returning Noam Dar. This is absolutely brilliant for people who don't know. Noam Dar is an absolutely fantastic worker, and he's been very good in other promotions like ICW. He's been brilliant, but unfortunately he seemed to have been toned down quite a lot in the WWE, and that's not something obviously you want for your superstars. You want big things for them, but unfortunately the WWE toned him down. Now he's going to be on the UK brand of NXT. It seems more likely to me that he's going to do a lot better, so I am really hoping for some really good things for this guy. I just think the big things are on their way. The other great news, of course, is that that night we were going to have another championship match, and that would be for the NXT United, what is it, the North American Championship. I sometimes forget this. So Adam Cole would be taking on Wolfgang. Now, as much as this was a good match, it was an obvious filler match, if you could see what I'm saying. We all knew that there was no way that Wolfgang was going to be walking away with the North American Championship. Not in any way, shape, or form would Adam Cole be giving up that title. It just wasn't physically possible. The guy is just way on a high. NXT is thriving with him as that champion. And to be honest with you, it was a good match, but it was mainly a non-compete, really. There was no need to even worry about it. So hopefully there'll be something coming up in the future for, you know, Adam Cole to actually sink his teeth into for a rivalry. But we haven't seen anything yet. But this match was more of a throwaway one for me. Don't get me wrong, it was a great match, but Adam Cole, really, realistically, he needs a good feud to sink his teeth into. The next match that really took me by surprise was probably the other tag team match, which would be Velveteen Dream and EC3 taking on Ricochet and Aleister Black. This was another great hard-hitting match that really sort of kept me on the edge of my seat. The only thing that made me a little bit worried was it seemed like Velveteen Dream had gotten injured at one point. I wasn't sure whether he was just at work or whether or not he had been legitimately injured. He seemed to be trying to take off his boot. He seemed to be staggering a little bit. But towards the end, he was leaving. There was no cameras on him as he was leaving, which made me think, is this actually real? Because it seems like he's almost walked out on EC3, but he was meant to walk out on EC3. But whether or not he's supposed to be injured and walking out on EC3, or just saying, nah, I don't want anything to do with the match, I'm not sure how that was supposed to be done. But it seems to me in this instance that he could have possibly been injured. Maybe just twisted an ankle or something, but I don't know, something just didn't seem quite right. EC3 turned around into a fade to black by Aleister Black and was very quickly covered for a win. So that match was absolutely brilliant as well. One of my favourite matches of the night, though, has to be between Shayna Baszler and the number one contender that had won the night before, Toni Storm. This match was a sleeper match, and it was so, so good. If you watch these guys just fight, like, honestly, Shayna Baszler is a great worker. She has done so well transitioning from MMA to WWE, but Toni Storm has been doing this for a little while now. She's only 22, but she has got so much promise and so much talent. I am a massive fan of Toni Storm. She has just done absolutely ridiculously well in her short time in the ring. And honestly, but you know, compared to, you know, Shayna Baszler, she's a veteran of wrestling. Shayna's doing very well, you know, adjusting to being in the WWE from MMA, but Toni's doing incredible things around the world. So I have big respect for Toni, and the show that they put on, the story that they told in the ring, was just absolutely incredible from start to finish. These two put on a match that was just beyond their years, really, and beyond their experience. And Toni was going absolutely mental, doing everything she could to try and get a pin and try and get a win on Shayna, but Shayna just seemed to have that bit more of a vicious streak in it. Once again, it's one that I'm just going to have to tell you, you need to watch it. You need to watch it and get the full idea and experience of what Toni Storm is capable of. The stories she's willing to tell you via the medium of wrestling is just absolutely phenomenal. So, really looking forward to you seeing that match. The main match of the night, though, was, of course, the winner of the tournament, which was Zach Gibson, versus Pete Dunne. This match had it all. I could not, honestly, give any more praise to this match. It was 100%, if not the night of the match, it may have been very, very close second to the tag team match. But I think actually this may have just edged it out. These two put on an absolutely fantastic match, which just had us all rooting for Pete from the word go. Zach Gibson is a very, very, very believable heel. No one likes him, and the crowd chants that were going on while we were there were just ridiculous and at the same time very well thought out. I don't know why, but it was great to hear the crowd really getting behind Pete and really despising Zach. Zach Gibson, as I said, is just a fantastic heel. He's so good at what he does at inciting the crowd. I've seen him at the local events that we have in Brighton at Riptide Wrestling, and the guy is literally met with a wall of sound. But if you hear him cut a promo, the guy is fantastic on the mic. It's scarily good how good he is on the mic. But the story that they told was just unbelievably good. I can't tell you a lot of what it is, because when I think back, there were so many key moments, but I don't want to spoil the match for you, because although you more than likely know the ending, the way that they tell that story in the ring, the way that it works out, the way that everybody is rooting for Pete, and the way that Zach Gibson plays his heel character so incredibly well, really has to be seen to be believed. There were points in there that we were worried, there were points in there we were elated. The story they told was just beyond anything that I had personally seen in the WWE in a long, long time. I mean, the main roster, as we all know, is now more about the whole entertainment side of things and less about the wrestling, and even more so really the storyline. But NXT, UK, and the normal version, they're all about long-term stories. They're all about the wrestling and the stories told in that ring. And honestly, this whole thing that I went to was just all about the stories in the ring. It was the UK's version of a takeover. It was so good. I honestly couldn't lump any more praise in the whole event. It was just absolutely fantastic. And really, I am absolutely begging you to watch it when it hits the network. Because if you don't, you'll be missing out. You will be seriously missing out on what the UK is capable of and what these guys can bring to the table. Because, you know, we've shown you Pete Dunne. We've shown you Tyler Bate. We've shown you Trent Seven. And you've seen numerous other superstars that have been in last year's tournament. This year, you get to see even more. And these guys are just as good, if not better. And the production is just way up there. So seriously, get involved with this year. It's going to be absolutely amazing when they launch the UK NXT brand and start filming these later on this year. So that's pretty much it for this episode. I just wanted to go through this with you and just let you know where are we at and how good things have been at the UK Championship Tournament. And don't forget to, you know, like, subscribe, and do all that sort of thing for this podcast, and do it on the YouTube channel as well. It's always good to catch up with you guys. Once again, I would always say, see if you can get on this Anchor app, just download it, and then leave a comment, you know, just say what you'd like on there, phone it in. I'd love to hear from you guys. But until then, thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.